ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। देयर इज़ ए पोर्ट्रेट ऑफ ए ग्रेट सेंट ऑफ मॉडर्न इंडिया, वन ऑफ द ग्रेटेस्ट, स्वामी शरणानंद जी महाराज, एंड ऑन दैट पोर्ट्रेट आर रिटन सम ऑफ हिज वर्ड्स। आई टेक अप द ट्रांसलेशन ऑफ एवरी लाइन and then I will try to explain to you. Whoever lives a correct worldly life, to him alone God experience happiness. Important thing. Whoever lives a correct worldly life, to him alone God experience happiness. Therefore, those who want to have God in life have to lead a correct worldly life. What is correct worldly life? The question will arise. In all the religions of the world, those correct ways of life are the same. All religions teach us we should not steal, we should be loyal, we should be sincere, hardworking, we should not be greedy, we should not have lust in life, we should not have anger in life. Not having those negative things, and then not only not having negative things, then having positive things. We should be considerate to others, loving to others, helpful to others whenever possible. In brief, that is leading a worldly life correctly. And if we start asking ourselves as to what is the correct life, correct way of life, then all aspects of life will be there. What do you eat? How do you eat? How much do you eat? What for do you eat? How do you eat? When do you sleep? When do you get up? How much do you sleep? What is the relationship between your sleep and your food and your rest and your work? The discipline of the whole of life. And one of the most important questions of life is the question of relationship. How do we have our relationship with others? Relationship with the parents, relationship between husband and wife, with friends, with colleagues. And it becomes a great test to have a smooth relationship with others. And one has to have a very great training for it, because then there come many questions. A person may say, I am ready to have good relations with my father or with my mother, but the problem is they always feel irritated in my presence, or when I go to them they do not treat me with kindness. The saints reply, everybody will be happy when treated with kindness. The spiritual seeker is one who does not become unhappy when is not treated with kindness. So, when you don't have the expected good behavior from another side, from other side, maybe a father or mother, husband or wife, whosoever, then it is the test. If all people around you treat you with great love and respect, and always they say, oh come on, you are the best person in the world, and I like you, and I have so many things for you, everybody will be happy. with such a treatment. But the problem is that the world is not like this. Mostly you come across people who are very quick in finding faults in you, finding faults with you. And you are not ready to listen about your criticism. You want praise. So the spiritual seeker has to develop himself or herself to the extent that when favorable or likable treatment is not there from another side, the seeker keeps cool, calm, full of consideration for others, knowing that all human beings have limitations. The other person has also limitations. Why should I react violently? And that becomes a training for spiritual development. So the saint has said, those who are able to lead the right way of life in the world, they alone find God. God is already existing in every one of us. The only problem in having that experience is the accumulation of so many impressions through lives in our subtle body. We are habitual of reacting in the world, not acting. Very few people act, most of the people react. Whenever something happens from the outside, we react. So that chain of action and reaction is going on, and we are unable to realize our true existence, the self, divinity in us. This is the complaint. I am ready to lead a very good life. I am ready to have very good relations with everybody. I want to deal with love with everybody. The problem is others don't do like that. This is a lame excuse for a spiritual seeker. If we have married somebody, we should be loyal to the person. Don't marry. Go on changing partners. It's also not good. That's also bad. But if after marriage we are doing something somewhere else, it's not a correct life at all. Simple thing. We are employed in some company and the owner of the company has entrusted to us some money for some work. We should be honest. The money should be used for that work. Somebody has entrusted us with the responsibility. That's the correct life. For example. And even when money has come to you through honesty, do you consider yourself the only owner of that money? That means, are you greedy? Are you not ready to give to those who may need more than you? Everywhere, the correct life is to be led, is to be lived. Therefore, before experiencing God, let us become good citizens, good human beings. To become a good human being is the prerequisite for experiencing God. And a very interesting thing the saint says after that, in the same sentence, whoever lives a correct worldly life, to him alone God experience happens. And in the same sentence he says, then if such a person has no time, then God himself visits him. Such a person may be very busy in leading the worldly life correctly. Such a person may not have time to have a meeting with God. Then God will find time to meet him. God will say, all right, you are so busy in your duties. Leading correctly life can be summarized even in one sentence. Leading a life of performance of honest duty. Duty is everywhere. duty towards your wife, towards your child, towards your parents, in your office, everywhere. So, if a person is leading the correct worldly life and is so busy in having that correctly life that not finding time to remember God, then someday God may say, oh listen, I am waiting for you for such a long time. Can't you give some time to me? There is a temple in the south there. The story goes, Bithur, the name of the temple is Bithur temple, in perhaps Maharashtra, one of the states. The story goes that that boy was so much dutiful towards the parents, he would not sleep till the parents have slept and he was giving message to the feet and serving the father and the mother the whole day. And in the night then he would not sleep unless they have gone to sleep, like that, doing service, always doing. The story in brief goes that so much involved in performing duty and leading correctly, correct worldly life, one day Lord himself, Lord can be unmanifest, can become manifest anytime. Manifestation, non-manifestation, these words are for us, the human beings. For Lord it is the same. Lord can be without form, anytime any form can be assumed by Lord. Lord is Lord, all-powerful. So Lord got some form and then stood at the back of the boy, by the side of the door, waiting that if he gets time, I have come. He did not pay attention. Somehow inside in the heart, the feelings must have come. When he did not pay attention, then the story is, Lord said, oh listen, I am here waiting for quite some time now, standing at the door. Can you pay attention to me? The story is, he said, at this time I have no time. I am so busy in the service of my father and mother. You can wait. And he was sitting on two or three bricks. One of the bricks, without seeing towards the Lord, he brought out from underneath him and he pushed. You can sit there, I have no other time. Sit there. Wait. Doing my work. Bithur means where the Lord sat down in waiting. Okay, whenever you are free. Lord is never away from us, always in us, with us. Only this curtain of desires, worldly desires, is creating the problems.
If such a person who is so much in the world doing things correctly and always involved and busy in his duties, then if such a person has no time, is so busy, then God finds out time to meet such a person.